Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. You know, this last weekend I wrapped up my holiday entertaining with the last half of the family that came over. And a lot of times all we ever talk about is meat on the grill. And one of the things I want to mention is I made a really great side dish on the grill. It was real simple and I wanted to share it with you. It's something that T-Gid, the guy that calls in from Cajun Country, he threw this recipe up onto us, and I gave it a run, and it worked. And basically what I did is I put a skillet on the grill, cooked up four strips of bacon, put some bell pepper onion in there, and then a big bag of frozen corn. And what I did is I cooked the bacon off and then drained most of the grease off, diced it up, put the corn, the peppers, and onion in there, mixed it up, and the secret was a cup of heavy cream. So I had the bacon flavor, the onions, and the peppers were cooked in the bacon fat. And then I put the corn in there and mixed in the cream and just continued to heat that. Really easy side dish, guys, but fabulous. Just a little salt and pepper. Sprinkled some scallions on the top when I was done. Beautiful dish to put on the table with the family.
So there's no cornmeal or flour or anything like that?
Nothing. It was just
goes
frozen
in
corn. Bacon.
And heavy whipping cream?
Yeah.
Heavy cream?
Yeah. Yep. And a cup of it. And you just mix it in, let it cook down a little bit to thicken. Yeah, it was really easy on the grill, and it was good. Really
nice.
Good.
Yeah. Mock shoe.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, it's going to get cold again tomorrow, and we're back out to cooking wherever we're cooking. Let's say you're at a tailgate or at an event. Maybe not a tailgate, but you're somewhere and you want to do some food outside. Maybe you need expansion cooking space. Maybe you just want to have fun with your grill. There you go.
I do.
Try a Dutch oven. If you don't have one, borrow one, and you will own one. Because if you use one once, you'll find out how stinking convenient these things are. I got a few of them. If you need one, hit me up.
What is it, Bob, if you don't know?
It's just a big cast iron pot. It's like a cauldron. It's just a big old pot that you cook in, cast iron. Now, the bigger ones have little legs on the bottoms that are about an inch long, so they'll stand up on their own, and you can put some hot coals under them, and then the lid has a ridge up around it, so it's like a tray, and you can put the coals up on top, and you cook from top and bottom. It doesn't take a whole lot of coals, top or bottom, to do your cooking. They really, really transfer the heat beautifully. But if you want to try something, I would recommend like a chuck roast, because what's the most forgiving roast in the world?
Exactly.
Chuck roast. You know, it's so fat.
And so flavorful.
Oh.
Yeah, one of my favorite cuts. Really, it is. You're not going to grill that. You're always going to roast it or smoke it or put it in one of these Dutch ovens or a crock pot maybe or something. But that chuck roast, it's off the front shoulder of the cow. Very, very flavorful. Always marbled very nice. And if you cook it to, it's not well done, but medium well usually is where it's done.
Oh, I'd say, yeah, really well.
Yeah. And,
yeah, like 180, 190.
But it's fall apart good.
Yep.
Yeah, it's roast, man.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah,
good
absolutely.
Stuff.
And a Dutch oven's good for that. So you can put that roast in there for 2-3 hours. And then if you want to do like an all-in-one, you can take a ladle and get a little bit of that reduction off of there, because there will be a lot of grease in there. There's a lot of fat on a chuck, unless you really trim it heavily. But so tilt it, get a bunch of that grease off of there, put a little juice in there, some beef broth or some water and some seasonings, spices, and then throw like I would quarter a cabbage into 3 or 4 chunks. If it's quartered, I guess it'd be 4. And I'd cut up some potatoes, cut them in half, throw them in there, and then lay some carrots on top and some onions, and then throw that baby in there for another hour. And I'm telling you, when you open up the lid on that and you see all that stuff just done to perfection, my mouth's watering again right now.
It's all flavored so well.
Good.
Yeah, just
Dutch oven.
Yep, and it's a one-dish meal. That's one of those things. You only dealt with this twice. This is the cool part about this, guys, is if you put it on the grill or you put it on the fire, first 3 hours you're not touching it. You do 5 minutes of work by putting the vegetables in, drain the grease off, stick it back on there another hour. You got 4 hours of cooking where you can be doing something else,
mm-hmm.
you know, but your dinner's ready for your family. And you really can't overcook something like that unless you let it go way too many hours.
Or you go too hot.
Right. But the beauty of that is that it's kind of ready when you're ready for it.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. And next segment, we're going to be talking with an expert on pistols because we're all about the Second Amendment today. Second Amendment and Dutch ovens, how's that go? Is that kebabs?
You're Bob.
Yeah. And make sure you stick around for that next segment. But talking about these Dutch ovens, another great use, we were talking about perch earlier, another really great use for that is if you're putting it on your grill, you know, sometimes you're afraid to deep fry on your grill with open flames and grease. If you put a little peanut oil in there and you throw those fish fillets right in there while you're doing it, a beautiful way to deep fry anything, and that's a Dutch oven. If you get the big one, again, it just the thing is you can put the heat anywhere on that cast you want to, and it spreads it out evenly. You don't get hot spots,
right?
You know, like in thinner metal pieces. So it's a wonderful deep frying device.
It is, and my only safety tip on that is that when you shut the flame off on a Dutch oven, it's going to be hot for probably another half hour. Be careful on that when you're taking it off.
Obviously, just leave
if
it on.
If you're serving it, if you're serving out of it, then obviously you're going to have hot pads. But if you take all your food out, even when you come back out to clean the grill or whatever, careful.
Yeah, good point.
Be careful, man. Good Those point. Things hold heat like crazy.
It'll get you.
Yeah. So, Bob, I want to talk a little bit about stuffed mushrooms, too, because I am a mushroom guy. I really enjoy mushrooms. If they're prepared properly, it's a great
side
dish. You
are a mushroom guy.
And I'm very fond of the portobello. Those are the big caps that are oftentimes maybe the size of like a softball or a little bit bigger.
Can get a little pricey, hard to find sometimes.
Yeah, but you flip them over and pop that stem out of there, and it creates a little bowl. Some people like to take the fins. You know, those are the dark brown fins that are on the mushroom. I leave them on because I think they hold seasoning really well.
They do.
And they're not a strong flavor, but some people just don't like the look of them for whatever reason. They just like the flesh of the mushroom. But I usually leave the fins on. And you can stuff a mushroom with almost anything, but I made some over the holiday for the guests, and I wanted to share because it was really easy. It was stovetop stuffing is all I did, is made some stovetop stuffing, mixed it up, and then I put in some shredded pork that I had left over. And I mixed that together, put it on there, and then sprinkled on some Parmesan cheese on top of that. And just put them on the grill with the cap down, didn't flip them.
So you grilled them, you didn't smoke them.
Right, yep, I grilled them. But, well, I kind of did because I put them on indirect heat.
Okay.
Yeah, I put them on indirect heat, but there was no smoke on them. But just let that cheese melt down and that stuffing and pork mixture get warm. Oh, man, it was a huge hit.
Parmesan on anything's good.
Yeah, it was a huge hit for appetizers, but easy to do.
That steak event I did the other night, that's where those stuffed mushrooms where I was telling you about did the same thing, and they weren't portobellos. They were just basically fresh mushrooms, carved out the stem, put some, looked like stovetop stuffing in there, and I don't know what he had in the mix, but I think there was some crushed walnuts,
ooh,
and then smoked them, and I'm telling you, baby, they were good.
Nice little variation.
You can marinate those mushrooms before you do that, too, and make them even better.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things to marinate mushrooms in.
A little wine vinegar and olive oil.
Yeah. Ooh, very good. Well, coming up next, we're going to jet down to Allen Bob Sports on Division, just south of 28th Street. We're going to talk a little carry and concealed weapon class that's coming up. Barbecue Bob and I are going to sit in and take the plunge and get our certification because this is all about the Second Amendment today. And we're going to get this done while we can before the government changes their mind and takes that ability away from us. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We're going to Allen Bob's, and we'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.